Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 14th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Astrid Lindgren, born near Vimmerby, Sweden, in 1907. She was a good writer. She got a job with the local paper after high school. And at the age of 18, she had an affair with the editor-in-chief, 30 years her senior. He wanted to marry her. She said no. She was pregnant. She left for Stockholm, gave birth to a son, Lars, and sent him off to live with a foster family in Copenhagen until she was able to take care of him. Went back to Stockholm, got work as a secretary, and later married one of her co-workers, and they brought Lars back to Sweden, and soon they had a daughter as well. Astrid Lindgren stayed home with her two young children, and when her daughter Karin was seven, she had a bad case of pneumonia, sick in bed, asked her mother to tell her a story, and Lindgren told her the story of Pippi Longstocking, a girl with red braids and great strength who tells lies and lives with a monkey and a horse. The book came out in 1945, was a huge success. It was on this date, 1889, a 25-year-old journalist named Nellie Bly set out on a journey around the world for the New York World, hoping to beat the record set by the fictional Phileas Fogg in Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days. She took a single piece of hand luggage, and she finished the journey in 72 days. It's the birthday of Claude Monet, born Paris, 1840, the painter who, along with his friend Auguste Renoir, were among the first to take their canvases outside to paint directly from nature. They worked as quickly as they could, so their paintings looked like sketches, and that sketchy style became known as Impressionism. In the last 30 years of his life, Monet painted almost nothing but the water lilies in his garden at Giverny, which is now the property of the French Academy of Fine Arts. And it's the birthday of journalist P.J. O'Rourke, born Toledo, 1947, author of Give War a Chance, Driving Like Crazy, who said, "One finds that there are a limited number of types of people in the world, and you went to high school with every single one of them. You can visit the Eskimos, you can visit the Bushmen in the Kalahari, you can go to Israel, you can go to Egypt, but everybody you meet is going to be somebody you went to high school with." Here's a poem for today by Moira Donaldson entitled When I Am Old. "I'll have dewlaps and a hump and say, 'What?' all the time in a cross voice. On every one of my bony crony fingers, a ring. My lips painted with a slash of bright fuchsia. I'll drink margaritas by the tumbler full, and if my dealer dies before I do, I'll just have to look for younger suppliers. I can't imagine not being interested in sex, but if it happens, so be it. Really, I could do with a rest, complete hormonelessness. I may forget who I am and how to find my way home, but be patient. Remember, I've always been more than a little confused and never did have much of a sense of direction. If I'm completely demented, I'm depending on friends. You know who you are." When I Am Old by Moira Donaldson, from her selected poems, published by Liberty's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.